here today with Auditor Ashley Magite to talk about a new progress report by Audit Scotland on the rollout of high-speed broadband across Scotland. Ashley, can you tell me a little bit more about this report?
So this is Audit Scotland's second progress report on the rollout of high-speed broadband across Scotland. There are basically two parts to it. Firstly, we've looked at the progress made by the Scottish Government and Highlands and Islands Enterprise towards widening access to fibre broadband across Scotland. And secondly, the report looks at the Scottish Government's wider ambitions in this area, specifically how it's progressing towards its goal of 100% fibre coverage and its vision for a world-class digital infrastructure for Scotland by 2020.
And what did you find?
Well, we found that the Scottish Government and Highlands and Islands Enterprise are making good progress extending the fibre broadband network through their contracts with BT. The Scottish Government's target was to give 85% of premises in Scotland access to fibre broadband by March 2016. We found that 86% of premises had access by the target date. We also found that the Scottish Government is on track to meet its next target, which is 95% of premises with access by December 2017. It's also worth saying that the rollout has concentrated on easier to reach areas so far. This means that extending the fibre network to rural and remote areas is likely to be more challenging. Rural areas currently receive slower download speeds, and some areas in Scotland can't get access to speeds of 10 megabytes per second yet.
Is 10 megabytes per second classed as super fast in your report?
There's no agreed definition of what constitutes super fast. 10 megabytes per second is generally seen as the minimum speed required for day-to-day activities on the internet, like shopping, applying for jobs, watching Netflix. Ofcom now defines superfast as anything above 30 megabytes per second. In the contract, BT commits to providing 77% of premises with access to the fibre network at speeds of at least 24 megabytes per second. But it's important to realise that the speeds you'll actually receive depend on a number of factors, including the type of package purchased from your internet supplier and how many of your neighbours are online at the same time as you. In other words, the Scottish Government, Highlands and Islands Enterprise and BT can't guarantee what speeds you'll get, even if you have access to the fibre network. This is something we picked up on in last year's report when we said that the Scottish Government had to be clearer with the public about what download speeds they could expect to receive as a result of the investment in the broadband infrastructure.
You mentioned earlier the Scottish Government's policy ambition to create a world-class digital infrastructure by 2020. Has the Government progressed much in this area?
I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of work needs to be done if the Scottish Government is going to fulfil this ambition. It needs to set out clear plans of how world-class infrastructure is going to be achieved and how it plans to use an additional £42 million available for extending the fibre network outside of the BT contracts.
And what do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
First of all, the Scottish Government needs to finalise its plans for providing 100% broadband coverage and achieving its world-class vision so that no community is digitally excluded. It also needs to develop the public reporting of what its investment in broadband is delivering, especially around the speeds and coverage provided.
Ashley, thanks very much.